Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
From the Land to Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report for Thursday, December the 11th, 2014. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets, of course, with Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Matt Bennett will be along, too, to check out the cash grain market. He's from Channel Seeds in Windsor, Illinois. And we'll discuss the weather forecast with Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Along the way, I'll ask you to dial one more time for the calendar year, this number, 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL in support of the agricultural programming that you hear right here on Illinois Public Media. It's public radio, after all, for the farming world, and you are part of the farming world.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Let's check the numbers now as they settled up in Chicago on this Thursday afternoon. December contract for the soft red winter wheat at $6.10 and a quarter was up 17 for the day. And the July contract for the harvest month at 6.01 and a half, up 13 and a quarter. The hard red December at 6.23 and a half, 8 3/4 of a cent higher. December corn on the day at 390, up 7.5 cents for the afternoon. The March at 398.5, up 4 3/4, and May at 406.5, up 4 1/4. July 412.5, up 4 cents, and December corn of next year at 424 3/4, 3 3/4 higher. January soybeans, $10.42 1/4, up 10 1/4. The March at 1048 3/4, up 10 1/4. And May soybeans at 10.54 3/4, 9 3/4 higher. July 10.59 3/4, up 9 3/4. And November beans of next year at $10.18, 8.5 cents higher. Bean meal at 406.10, up 90 cents. Bean oil at 31.93. That's up 26 on the afternoon. Live cattle futures in the December at 162.40, a settlement 7.5 cents lower. February down 27.5. 162.57 1/2 the last trade. January feeders down the $3 limit, as is all the numbers in Chicago for the feeder cattle at 228.60 in the January. Lean hogs at 87.55, up 27.5. February down 20 at 84.35. This, of course, is Illinois Public Media from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Let's check the outside markets at this hour. Crude oil trading the January at $59.72. That's down $1.21. RBOB gasoline on the wholesale price, a penny and 6 cents lower at $1.62 1/2, and ethanol at $1.72 3/4, or $1.72 6/10, that is, 5 1/10 of a cent higher. Natural gas at $3.64, down 6 6/10, and diesel fuel at $2.05, a penny higher for the day. Gold futures at $1,225.20, down $3.80. The dollar at 88.67. That's up 0.39 on the afternoon. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service for the Urbana-Champaign area. We see cloudy skies this afternoon, a high of 36 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy and 27. Friday, cloudy with a high of 41. West-southwest winds at 5 to 7. Friday night, mostly cloudy and a low of 32. Winds out of the southwest remaining at 6 miles an hour. And then Saturday, partly sunny skies, a high of 47. On west winds at 6 to 8. Saturday night, cloudy and 38. Sunday, mostly cloudy and 50. And Sunday night, cloudy and 41 degrees. Monday, a chance of rain to start the work week, cloudy and 48. Monday night, a chance of rain, cloudy and 39. And Tuesday, a chance of rainfall, cloudy and 44. By the time we get to Tuesday night, a low of 29 degrees. And we'll go to just 36 degrees on Wednesday under partly sunny skies. We'll take a more complete look at the weather forecast at the bottom of this half hour. Mike Tenor will take us on a tour of the global growing regions. And that comes up just about 32 after the hour here on WILL AM 580.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. You know, this is public radio, and it is supported in part by you, our listeners, whether you listen on our home radio stations, many of our other radio stations, or online. We depend on you for about 40% of our budget to operate our agricultural programming and other programming here. If it makes a difference to you, please do sign up now to make a donation to us. It would be fantastic if you'd get that job done. You can do that at 217-244-9455 or at willpledge.org, or more likely just go to willag.org and hit contribute now at the top of the page. I kind of like the $120 level, but anything is fantastic. More is wonderful. Just do it now at 217-244-9455. On this Thursday afternoon, the 11th day of December, let's check the marketplace with Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan. Thanks for taking the time today.
Happy to do that, Todd. Actually, I'm in your state today. I'm up here at Freeport. Just got done with a producer meeting for our CGB elevator here in the Freeport area. So I am getting a taste of your cooler temperatures, but I can't wait to get down south and get in the 60s again.
Now you're going to celebrate Christmas. You're up in your old haunts up there a little ways away, but Freeport's a lot closer than Texas is. So will you be here for a while, or are you headed back to New Orleans?
I'm headed back Friday afternoon. Then I'm going to be in my office in Mandeville for a week. I've been out of there for 3, so I need to go back there for a week and get things straightened up. And then I'll maybe head back to Texas then for the Christmas week period.
Oh, well, enjoy that time. I probably won't talk to you for a bit yet because I'll be on the road, of course, with the Illinois Farm Economics Summit starting next week. We're up closer to you in DeKalb on Monday and then Peoria on Tuesday. Those folks who are interested can just show up. You can find all the details of that at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I know one of the things they will want to talk about, Dan, is the impact of the low crude oil price on ethanol and whether or not that will make much of a difference over time. Do you think it should or could, or do the mandates simply keep the market under a safety net version?
Well, those are good questions, and my initial reaction is, you know, we do have the mandate, and I guess I'm still an old-fashioned supply-demand person, and the function of low prices is to encourage people to maybe do more traveling. That'll all be reflected in, you know, automobile expense, airline tickets, hopefully, but they'll probably be slow to come down. But that will boost a lot of, I think, vacation traveling, a lot of movement around the United States. So maybe in the long run, it may be a benefit to us. Because we know that we've had a problem with less driving miles and less consumption, and we were going to get ourselves in trouble by producing too much ethanol because it wasn't matching up with gasoline consumption. But I guess I'm willing to let the supply demand try to work itself out. The prices are going to have to level out above the $65 area at some point in time because the oil wells will be turned off. No new drilling. To my understanding, being in Texas, that the Permian Basin, which is the Midland, Texas area that was just started to get underway, it costs $100 a well. So with crude oil at $60, I don't think there's going to be any new wells drilled there anytime soon. Now, I do think some of the older wells that were put in several years ago, cost production on them are closer to $65. So if you want to keep them operating, crude oil will have to kind of get stabilize somewhere in this $65-$70 area, which will be a great relief, you know, on the pump basis. But it will probably be above the low that we'll make here over the next few weeks or so.
And so to rather summarize some of what you said, your thought is that the low price of crude over time could increase the number of driving miles and gasoline usage. And because there is a mandate that is above what the 10% blend wall might be, that those two might come together a little bit closer and we may use more ethanol rather than just the 10%. Based on the number of miles driven. So this could, over the long run, be a good thing for the corn market.
Well, that's the way I want to look at it initially. You know, you got a lot of baby boomers that are retiring, and, you know, they're going to want to do some traveling, whether it's cruise ship, whether it's flight travel to different countries. And like I said, that we could end up seeing a lot more flight vacations, more cruise vacations. So I think deep down it's a good thing to have cheaper energy prices. I mean, this country was built on cheap energy. It wasn't built on $4 gasoline. So I guess I want to be optimistic that I'm going to try to talk Treese in to let me buy one of those 700 horsepower Dodge Hellcats. And maybe we can burn up some fuel with that.
Well, you better pull something with it in that case. Oh, 5 miles an hour coming your way, or five mile to the gallon coming your way. Okay, soybean market. What do you think of this one? We're at 10.42 1/4. We're back up in this marketplace again.
Well, the soybean market is still demand-driven. I know things in South America are still looking good, but they just got their crop planted. We still have to go through the growing season, and, you know, they still may have some weather issues ahead of us as we go into January and February. Demand for beans, demand for corn, I think is still very strong because I think the commercial grain trader, the commercial reseller, the exporter, and all that, I don't think they got the cash inventory in their possession that they thought they would have at this time of year. So they can't even trade grain. They can't even sell it because they really don't have the inventory. Farmers have been fairly tight holders of inventory. And then on the other hand, I may go down in a pile of flames, but I think USDA production numbers and what I see in the state of Illinois and talking to farmers, I don't think USDA's production numbers pass the smell test. So we'll see where we're at on the January report. I think the yield could be too high. I think acres are too high, and we could have a major underlying supply shift in the marketplace fairly quickly if some of those ideas that I think are correct and USDA backpedals a little bit on production numbers. All of a sudden, we're maybe looking at a 1.6 carryout. We've already lost the 2 on corn now. So if we could get it down to 16.50, and then if we're going to lose some corn acres, I think we got a different ballgame on our hands.
Oh.
Same way with soybeans. Soybean demand, the USDA bumped up soybean demand 40. So now we're down to 410. If we got 1.5 million too many acres, we're down to 360. And then 2 weeks of hot and dry weather in Brazil, and we're down to 280. So I think things could happen fairly rapidly to make this market more exciting, but I also recognize that we go the other way and make it very bearish.
Okay. Well, you and Teresa have a very good Christmas. Get that Hellcat for yourself. I know it's a coupe. Put a fifth wheel behind it so you can take drag down the mileage. I want to see a coupe. I want to see a hot car pulling a fifth wheel anyway.
yeah, with a big Dodge truck pulling the fifth wheeler and then a Dodge Hellcat towed on to the fifth wheeler. We'll be a mess. All going right. down the road.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Okay, very well.
Yeah, bye-bye. That, of course, is Dan Zwicker. He is with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Traveling this week in the state of Illinois, came to us from near Freeport. By the way, if you enjoy listening to Dan, and I do always enjoy listening to him and talking to him, and it makes your day more enjoyable, and he comes up with some really good things that are interesting and make you think a little bit about what's happening on the farm and where the prices of corn and soybeans and wheat might be headed. Maybe you could share a little love with us and send a little financial support our way. We're in the midst of just a really short pledge drive here at WILL, the home station for the Closing Market Report and willag.org. I'd like to urge you to give maybe $120 as we go into the end of the calendar year to 217-244-9455. It's an important thing to do, isn't it, Les Schulte?
It sure is, Todd, and that's why we're asking people right now. As you sort of reevaluate the end of the calendar year here, the year 2012. Gee, I'm already 2 years behind. 2014 is going to be coming to a close here in a couple of weeks. And, you know, this really is that time when we kind of sit back and we think about the year and what it's meant to us. And you think about the information you've used this past year in your farming operation. Have you used information that you've heard here on WILL during our agricultural programs, like information from Dan Zwicker, from Pete Manhart and Jackie Vakes, and all of the 21 analysts that you hear on this station every week? This information is made possible by you because you support this service. If you find yourself going on air, online, using our e-newsletter, maybe going to one of our Outlook meetings throughout the year, support this service right now. As Todd said, maybe a $120 a year contribution fits into your budget. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. If you'd rather make that pledge online, that's a quick and easy way to do it. You go to willpledge.org. We do accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. This is a very short campaign as we close out this year. Think about it. Think how you use this service. Think how you use all of the services here at WILL. Then support this station with your call at 244-9455 or online at willpledge.org.
It's really an important thing to do. We'll check back with you in just a bit, Les. I do appreciate you coming in and helping out. Again, this is simple and quick and easy to do. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. Just tell us you're going to send us a check. However you do it right now because it's important and it makes a difference between the cooperative effort that happens here on campus and across the state of Illinois with radio stations to bring you ag programming from willag.org, University of Illinois Extension, the radio station WILL, along with the Illinois Farm Bureau are all coordinating together, and your local radio station, too. But we need your help, so you jump in, be a partner as well. 217-244-9455. Speaking of one of the partners, here he is, Matt Bennett from Channel Seeds has been with us for a while. He works to take a look at the cash grain market each and every Thursday, and he's with us this afternoon. Hi, Matt. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Todd.
Well, what's been happening down in Windsor, Illinois this week?
Well, you know, there is some corn moving. You know, basis has obviously been getting just a little bit better and a little bit better throughout the last couple months. And so, you know, there is some basis appreciation. Farmers are moving just a little bit of corn. Being in here at the elevator some days, you know, I've noticed a little bit more is going on than what there was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago right after harvest was over.
And your expectations for the next couple of weeks, it usually tends to slow down as we head into the end of the year. Will that be the case?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question because I think you're right. A lot of times things slow down, but you know, I'm not so sure that everyone has as much corn as what they want or beans as far as that goes from the processor side of it. Obviously, with the basis levels being pretty strong for this time of year, that kind of is reflected. And so, you know, I'm not so sure people are going to be able to back off too much of these buying corn and beans here over the holidays. I would imagine there's still going to be a fair amount of movement going on.
Your assessment of the earlier in the week numbers that were released by USDA and what the potential for the changes might be in January?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was pretty interesting. As you know, I've not been real friendly to the bean market, but it is interesting to see biggest acreage we've ever seen combined with the biggest yield we've ever seen, which obviously gives us the biggest crop we've ever seen. We've got a 410 carryout, and it's gotten a fair amount smaller than what people thought it would be. And so, you know, I see that as a little bit of friendly information. Obviously, we got the corn carryout under 2 billion, but maybe not quite as small as some people might have thought that it might get to. But regardless, there's no question that we are not, you know, in the absence of demand at this point. We do have big supply, but demand is doing quite well for both corn and beans.
Big supply, big consumption. I suppose the pipeline might just be getting bigger.
Yeah, maybe that's the case, Todd.
Maybe the midpoint's getting bigger, and so maybe the higher will be a little higher, too. We'll see how that happens over time. When you talk to producers, I know you've been out. What are they asking you most often?
Our price is going to keep going up. You know, it's just one of those things that guys are saying, hey, you know, did we take this thing too far down early in the fall? And then basically this was a little bit of a bounce back, and now that we're seeing that the demand's picking up, are we going to continue this rally? And yeah, that's a great question, but I think guys need to understand from a profitability standpoint that by all means we're much more profitable, you know, 60, 70 cents higher or $1.50, $1.60. On beans higher than what we were at one time. And so doling out a little bit as we go is probably a good thing to do because nobody really knows what's around the corner.
Your expectations for bean usage in the coming months?
Well, I think bean usage is going to be very strong. But I do think, you know, whenever you look, for instance, at exports, we all know that there's obviously a chance as we move forward for some cancellations. And depending on, you know, logistically what's going on in South America, I think, you know, you could see a fair amount of the business shifting to them, as it usually does. The key will be how many cancellations we're going to have to endure. And so since we've already shipped a lot of beans, relatively speaking, to the last few years, I think that we're in pretty good shape there. But I certainly think that this export pace is, you know, is a little slower yet today. I think we're going to see that every week from here on out.
And anything else that we ought to discuss before I let you go for the afternoon?
Oh, that'd be enough for today, Todd. Have a great rest of the day.
Hey, you too. Thanks so much, Matt.
Yep.
Matt Bennett, of course, is with Channel Seeds. He's in Windsor, Illinois. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget, if you get the opportunity, to dial in your support at willag.org and 217-244-9455. We kind of like the $120 level. This is a cooperative effort. You're one of our partners. We are public radio, and that means that we service you, and we hope that you help us out in that process. If you can, do it now at 217-244-9455. That's WILL, 217-BIG-WILL, that is. Or you can just go online to willag.org, either one, and make your pledge of financial support. We thank you in advance for doing that. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Of course, we'll talk about the agricultural weather forecast. Mike Tenora of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, will join us. This is Illinois Public Media.
Support for agricultural information on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And you've been listening to the Closing Market Report on WILL. I'm Les Schulte. I'm joining Todd here in the studio for just a couple of minutes to ask for your support. This is that time of the year when we come to you as we kind of close out this calendar year and ask you to think about how you've used this service over the past year and then put a value on it. If you've already made a contribution towards a WILL this past year, thank you very, very much. Maybe you can make a little additional gift at this time. We'd appreciate that. But if you have not yet made that call and made that pledge of support at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org, think about doing it right now. Just this half hour alone, this closing market report, you've heard from Dan Zwicker, you've heard from Matt Bennett, Mike Tenura is coming up with agricultural weather. This is the kind of service that we're able to bring to you when you provide the funds necessary for us to do that. As Todd said, it's a cooperative effort. So if you find this service valuable to your farming operation, put a value on it and make a call and make a pledge of support. Maybe $120 a year, $10 a month. Maybe $240. Maybe this is the year you can invest $500 in the information that you're going to use in the coming year, in 2015. 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. Every call makes a difference. Every pledge makes a difference. Your pledge makes a difference right now, and we thank you for that, Todd.
And I thank you, too, Les, for dropping by. Les Schulte, of course, helping us out here to raise a few dollars for Illinois Public Media and the Closing Market Report, the agricultural programming that you've learned to depend on. It's quick, simple, and easy. Visa, Discover, American Express, all available. Just call in at 217-244-9455. You can even just do as little as say, hey, I'm going to make a donation. Send me some information.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon, the 11th day of December. Mike Tenura joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Let's start with the hard red winter wheat growing regions of the United States. Tell me about the conditions there as that crop has gone into dormancy and begins its overwintering process.
Well, it's been pretty good to this point, although we would like to see a little bit of rain. If you take a look at rainfall over the last 90 days, you can see that 40% of U.S. hard red winter wheat production was drier than usual over the last 90-day period. We don't want to see coverage that high when we're looking at an overwintering crop, although since it is overwintering, the seriousness of the issue is much less than had it been in the autumn or in the spring coming up. All of that being said, there is a significant rain event coming up for the U.S. Plains on Sunday and Monday. We're looking for fairly widespread amounts of a half of an inch to 1 inch from southern Nebraska southward through a large portion of Kansas and Oklahoma. So we will see a significant decrease in the coverage of dryness across the hard red winter wheat belt, though, again, weather is much more important before now and after now, basically in the autumn and the spring. So even though this is an important event, it's not a critical event.
In the Northern Hemisphere, while we're talking about wheat, we should probably check in on the crops in Ukraine and Russia.
It's kind of the same story there, where we're in the winter and weather before now and in the future is more important than right now. All of that being said, it's been extremely dry across Russia. There is no doubt that they're in a drought. You can look at rainfall over the last 5 months and see that they've been way below normal as far as totals go. A lot of the winter wheat belt received half of its average rainfall and even less than that. And when you accumulate that much dryness over a long period of 5 months, that tells you that something's going on. Now, we do have a lot of time for these rainfall deficits to be made up. If it stays dry like this over the next few months, there's very little doubt that this would become a significant issue for overall wheat production in the Northern Hemisphere. That would not take place, though, until March or April if it were to stay dry. So it's just something to watch. But just from looking at our chart, it definitely points out that there's something going on there. And whether or not it lasts is the big question. And we can't really forecast weather more than a couple of weeks out. So hard to say how long that issue would take place. It's also extended a bit into Ukraine. If you look at Ukraine over the last 60 days or so, they've turned very dry. So this is just something to keep an eye on for a while now.
And finally, touch on South America and the growing regions in Argentina and Brazil.
Well, everything's been looking great for the most part for corn and soybeans. We've seen a nice mix of rain. We've seen some dry periods. And so over the last, let's say, 6 to 8 weeks, conditions have generally been favorable for planting or growth.
That, of course, is Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. He helps us wrap up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.